puts it in. Here's Davis, 4-3 in the win. Oh, it's good! Anthony Davis has won it for the Lakers!
Yeah, NBA Strayer! Hey, gone? He's still flying? What a weekend! Woo! All right, it's Monday, September 21. This is NBA Strayer. I am your host, James Clements. At least I assume I am. I'm a writer sometimes for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull Mag, and literally whoever else wants to pay me that sweet, sweet booze money. And I'm here in Larry Armour Studios with my co-host, Cutout Deli. There's now empty packets of biscuits and a whole bunch of other stuff in the studio. Thanks, old mate. This is great. Love it. There's rubber bands broken up everywhere. Sure. Anyway, I'm giving you the lowdown on who's doing what, why they're doing it, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA Orlando bubble today. Breaking down, wrapping up every little bit of NBA action for you while repping Strayer a bit. That's what we do. It is the NBA playoffs. It's day 34. We've got a wild weekend of awesome hoops to wrap up for you, including an AD buzzer beater today. And the Western and Eastern Conference Finals are now well underway. So we're going to cover that in the game wraps, as well as weekend winners and losers, as well as all the usual dumbassery. If that's not an eyeful, mate, no mate, sputter of the night, panting of the evening, better than Lonzo Ball, because it's Monday, dickhead of the weekend. Plus there's Nas, the unpopular opinion of the day, an Outback Takehouse, where we're serving up a flame grill take. We've got a new Andrew Gaze Grey Mamba Award for outstanding achievement in the field of excellence, and a Shane the Hammer Heel Memorial Shooter Shoot Shoot Your Shot Light 'Em Up Award, because why bloody not? I mean, there's no game tomorrow, so we may as well just, you know, load up. We're going to wrap up our picks from the weekend too, and we'll close out with a new Deli review. Unbloody real. All right, big show for you. Let's get to it. NBA Strayer episode 485. Let's go.
This is Matthew Dellavedova, and you're listening to NBA Strayer.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Oh, you better. Oh, you better watch out for the Shaq attack if you're Ernie. And him being called Caruso's dad on Inside the NBA today. That was pretty great. The dunking Ernie, the Caruso dad comments. Good stuff. All right, let's get stuck into today's show. The start of a new week. We've got a lot to do this week. It's going to be fun as hell. We're going to start today's show the way we start every show, with the daily whip around. Whip. We have an MVP announcement. Yeah, Giannis. No shit, Sherlock! Yeah. Giannis Antetokounmpo, or if you're Basil Zempelis, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Yep, is the NBA MVP. Back to back, baby! Back to back, Jack! And Defensive Player of the Year. Third bloke to ever do that in the same year. Hakeem and Jordan have done it. Now Giannis. The good news is, just because Giannis lost in the second round, no one is debating this. Fuck. It's a regular season award. He was better than LeBron this year. Fuck off if you think otherwise. Yes, he shit the bed, but he was better all year by literally any measure apart from assists and couple of weird percentage-y thingies, whatever. Giannis was the better player this year. He was the most valuable player. And I think we're actually seeing this being writ large now as well. LeBron's out there with another top five player. Giannis is out there dragging fucking Chris Middleton to basically what would have been 60-odd wins. Jesus! Anyway, but with that in mind, there's no other real news that we can't cover in Weekend Winners and Losers, so let's just go straight to that, shall we? Weekend Winners and Losers.
Oh my God. I won! Ah!
Recapping our day's top story, the winner of today's state lottery is
me, Kent Brockman.
Can we get a shot of me?
There you go.
In other news.
All right. Weekend winners. Giannis. Well spotted, Jimmy. Yep, Won his back-to-back MVP. That's fantastic. Also gave us a nice Kobe tribute. But in this day and age, people are fucking idiots. They go, oh, geez. And everyone said that Giannis was humble. It's like a picture of him reading the newspaper. On the front of the newspaper is that Giannis wins back-to-back MVPs. And people who don't get that that's a tribute to Kobe are fucking morons. What are you doing? Oh, how dumb can you fucking be? Giannis is out there paying tribute to Kobe. It's awesome. It's a great photo. Go check it out. And if you didn't realize it was Kobe, look, and you're yelling about how, like, you know, much of a fucking flog Giannis is, you're a dipshit. There you go. Other weekend winners, Big Simo Ben Simmons. That's right, Box Hill Benny. How's he a big winner, Jimmy? He got knocked out in the first round. Yes, mate. But at the same time, you made an extra $19 million the other day.
Really?
Yeah. With that All-NBA third team spot, the numbers came in and his rookie Supermax extension. And this is the weird thing about All-NBA and some of the award voting and how it can impact these contracts now. And it has been like a part of the CBA for the last couple of rounds. So the Supermax goes to 28% of the salary cap as opposed to 25%, which would just be the normal thing if you hadn't have hit the All-NBA. So that's $19 million over the length of that contract. Not bad, Simo. He can buy a few more Ferraris. And if he wants to shout me a Maserati, Benny, fucking mate, I'm all here for it. Shit. Maybe he'll get let into Crown Casino next time. Gordon Hayward is another weekend winner. Old Make America Gordon again. Look, just in terms of basketball stuff, he's a weekend winner because, look, it seemed like he might be the only bloke who knows how to fucking deal with a goddamn zone defense. He comes back and suddenly the team can penetrate more. They've got better weak side coverage. They've got just a substantial upgrade in playmaking off the bench, don't they, from Semi Ojeleye. And a lot less Wanamaker minutes. And look, they're just knowing how to deal with the zone with him out there too, which is very handy. And as a result, the Celtics get a win over Miami. They've got four players dropping 20 points. And there's just a sense of fucking calmness all of a sudden to that Boston team. After the massive Marcus Smart punch-on blow-up after the 0-2 loss, they came out and they looked fucking competent. They looked calm. They looked chilled. And there's Gordy just coming off the bench going, don't worry, fellas, she'll be right. Looking like a fucking bandit who was about to tie a fucking damsel in distress to the train tracks. Classic Gordy. Anyway, but that was good. So that's a big win for Gordy. His stat line wasn't much to write home about. We'll talk about that later, but still. Nikola Jokic, hello! He's a weekend winner, but Jimmy, the Nuggets have lost both their games. Yep. But Joker really isn't to blame. I think he was awesome in the fourth quarter. Today against the Lakers, just dropping, 11 straight points at the end for the Nuggets. Everyone else just shits the bed. He's like, oh, fuck. All right. And this is the good thing for Nikola Jokic. And this is what happens when you're on a team that goes to the Western Conference Finals. We've seen it with Dame Lillard. Like, no one really underestimates Dame Lillard anymore. Like, we get it. He's a fucking superstar. The dude's awesome. We've seen him drag his team to conference finals now. Do it day in, day out, put up just massive stretches of awesome stats. And that's exactly what the Joker's doing, leading from the front, going hammer and tongs against AD. And it's shit like this that'll make dummies who don't take him seriously actually do so. The Joker is a fucking gun, and you're seeing it right now. And they didn't win today? Sure, but if it wasn't for fucking him, they wouldn't have even had a chance. So right there, good job, Joker. And the same thing goes for the next one, the weekend winner of Anthony Davis. What a shot! He's such a fucking weird unit, though. He's like, oh, it's all about my legacy. Yeah, I want to choose your legacy. It's like, yeah, all right, you wanted to go to LA to be more famous. We get it. Your legacy is basically writ on shots like this. Be awesome, and we're going to be fucking taking notice. But this is it. This is why you go to the Lakers. Hit shots like that in New Orleans, everyone's like, oh, that's cute. You hit that shot in for the fucking Lakers next to LeBron, everyone's like, is Anthony Davis the greatest player LeBron's ever played with? Out of nowhere, and you're like, fucking settle down. Dwayne Wade's got 3 rings. Kyrie hit one of the biggest shots in NBA history. Fucking just AD has won fucking 3 playoff series in his career. You know? Let's all just chill the fuck out. But this is a massive win for AD because it puts you on the path to actually going, oh, yeah, you're getting your proper kudos. That's not my fault. I love him in New Orleans. I love that shit. I love small markets. But it's going to be your run-of-the-mill kind of like, oh, who? He sees that and goes, oh, he must be good then. It's like, yep. There you go. So good job, Anthony Davis. But that was an insane shot. And it's the same stuff. You do this on the biggest stage, people fucking notice. And if you're doing it for a team like the Lakers, yeah, your legacy does get a bit assured, doesn't it? And LeBron is a weekend winner. He's got AD to bail him out of games where he craps the bed in the clutch now, doesn't he? Nice. Didn't do a whole bunch of that second half, did you, Bron? That was good. All right, weekend losers.
We're not losers.
No, you two are winners. Big winners. When I grow up, I want to marry a big winner like you guys. Shut up. Loser.
Loser. Loser. Losers. All right, weekend losers. Giannis Antetokounmpo. But Jimmy, you just had him as a winner. And he won the fucking MVP. Yep. That's why he's the weekend loser. He wins fucking MVP. And all anyone can talk about all of a sudden is how LeBron actually maybe deserved it. Completely ignoring the 85-16 first place fucking votes. Jesus. It was 84-16. That makes more sense, doesn't it? There's 101 votes. But seriously, he wins the MVP. Everyone's like suddenly shitting on him for doing a Kobe fucking tribute. And then Stephen A's like, well, LeBron's actually the MVP. It's like, no. Giannis can't catch a fucking break. But at the same time, you'd be able to catch a fucking break if you're still in the playoffs, Giannis. I didn't put you on this loser list. You did. Ty Lawson's a weekend loser. But Jimmy, he's not even in the NBA anymore. Yep, but he got kicked out of China because he's too horny. Seriously, just got kicked out of China. These team are like, you're fucked. And the association's like, yep, you need to get the fuck out. And China's like, yeah, you need to leave. Ty. No, don't take that bottle of booze. Just fucking get out. Seriously, you post on Instagram about how Chinese ladies be clapping. And then you post yourself at a strip club in China. Apparently people don't like that in China. So you got the boot. And we'll catch you later. Poor Ty Lawson. Poor Ty Lawson. If there was ever a bloke who was just built to dominate China that isn't named Stephen Marbury or like, I don't know, Tyreek Evans, it's Ty Lawson, right? Well, can't wait for him to start for the Melbourne United. Just in the DL, Australian strippers clapping. Yeah, but that's pretty fucking great, isn't it? Just kicked out for being too horny. Tough scene. Maria Taylor is a weekend loser. Look, this one sucked for her. She left Anthony Davis up for first, second, and third team, all NBA teams. And it was like a Lakers writer who sort of noticed it and tweeted it and didn't want to start off a shitstorm, but that's exactly what happened. She got dragged and look, you can drag someone for making a mistake. You don't have to be a misogynistic fucking piece of shit about it, right? And that's exactly what happened. She fucked up. You can call her on it. Make fun of her, but to be like, get back in the kitchen, like, she doesn't know anything about basketball. Like, you've got to be just a certain level of fucking dipshit to be at that level, you know? Like, Maria Taylor, like, she gets basketball. There's arguments where it's like, well, what about, shouldn't just be analysts who get it? It's like, well, look, to be fair, I feel like the entire list of people who vote in the fucking awards needs to be pretty fucking hardcore examined. After looking at some of the results anyway, but still. Because Maria Taylor cops it. She should have copped it because she fucked up. She made a mistake. She leaves off AD. Whatever. Drag her for a bit, but hey. Same as you drag anybody. Once you're done, but you don't have to get all misogynistic about it. Because, I mean, that fuckstickle Greg Logan over there for Newsday, he literally gave his Defensive Player of the Year to Andre Drummond. And runner-up was Whiteside. He didn't have AD, Gobert, or Giannis. Like, what the... In his all-defense, what are we doing? His all-NBA teams didn't have Dame in it. I mean, Luka was on the all-defensive first team. Westbrook was on the fucking second team. He had fucking Trae Young and Andre Drummond in his second team. Zach LaVine on the All-NBA third team. This is a bloke who literally has looked at the stats, looked at top five and went, oh, they'll do. What a fucking moron. Didn't have Chris Paul, Dame, or Butler anywhere in his All-NBAs. Drag that fucking dead shit, because that's clearly just a fucking old piece of shit who doesn't watch anything and has just suddenly got a fucking legacy vote. Fuck him. Get him the fuck out. And Joe Crowley, that dumb fuck from Chicago as well, he's got Zion as Rookie of the Year over Jar. Oh, well, the NBA like changed their TV schedule for him, so he's probably Rookie of the... He played 19 games, you fucking idiot. Oh, they had lots of TV games for him. Yeah, and Jar led a shit team to the fucking 8th seed and played, I don't know, 3 times as many games, you fucking dunce. That dude also voted Pat Beverly for Defensive Player of the Year. Get the fuck out of here. Ugh, morons. Morons everywhere. Anyway, Paul Thrillsap is a weekend loser. I love Thrillsap. But he can't escape LeBron. He's now 0-9 in the playoffs against LeBron. He said today that he told LeBron, man, I tried to get away from you in the East, then you came to the West. Yeah, that's right. Thrillsap copped it against him as a Hawk in the East. Now he's going West, playing for the Nugs. Just keeps losing. 0-9. Personally, that's tough. Mason, my little brother Joe Plumlee. That was pretty funny. Tough scenes for him today. He's a weekend loser. Getting eviscerated. AD was his man on that last play. AD hits the game winner. Plumlee just left him alone because very clearly he went to LeBron and there was meant to be a switch with Jeremy Grant. Nah. Everyone's like, Plumlee just... fucking just left him, bro. It's like, yeah, there was very clearly meant to be a switch and nothing happened. Tough scenes. He and Jeremy, they were sort of even talking about it beforehand and then they didn't. So bang, AD's open, game winner. Plumlee getting got. Gordon Hayward. Simp ass wife. Oh, that's a bit mean, Jimmy. Yeah, look, she's super preggers with their fourth kid, but Gordy's like, nah, staying in the bubble no matter what with my team. What an argument as well. She's about to pop and he's like, nah, I'm good. Like, what's she going to do? Come and get him? She can't come in there. It's the fucking bubble, bro. But I mean, he better win the title because you're going to be paying for that for the rest of your fucking life, mate. Jesus. No, I'm going to stay with my team. Oh yeah, you're going to go play basketball with your team rather than while I give birth to our next kid. Shit. Better win that ring, Gordy. Better win that ring. And even if you do, she's still got it over you. And the last weekend losers, Bronny Jr., 16-year-old LeBron James Jr. out there smoking weed on the IG. You dummy. Bronny's going to get his ass whipped when he gets home, I'll tell you what. But also, this just makes you appreciate how fucking like insanely good and perfect LeBron has been. Like, always. He's been super fucking famous for over 20 years. And the worst thing he's ever done is have a live TV show for charity where he decided to play with his mate somewhere warm. Now he's dickhead kids smoking weed on Instagram. Wow. It's hard being famous, tell you what. All right, let's do some game wraps from the weekend. We'll fly through these. Game wraps, game wraps, game wraps, game wraps, game wraps, game wraps, game wraps. All right, let's do it. All right, so Saturday we had the first game of the Western Conference Finals. The Nuggets got shit-pumped by the Lakers, 126-114. Lakers blew wide open in the start of the second quarter with a 17-1 run. I'm watching this just going, Nuggets. 17-1 run they gave up at the start of that second. They didn't make a field goal for over 5 minutes. And then Dwight comes in, starts kicking ass, taking names. And all the Nuggets are suddenly in foul trouble and the game was over. There was like another 11-2 burst in the third quarter that put them up over 21. It was just done. So whatever. Nuggs, Joker and Jamal both had 21. MPJ had 14-10. But it came on 3-9 shooting, 1-6 from downtown. The Dartsman was horrible, 2-7 for 5 points. Jeremy Grant sucked as well, 3-11. Thrill set wasn't good. We got Bol Bol though. He had 2 points. It was good to see Bol Bol out there. Oh, fucking Stretchy Magoo. That was great. The Lakers, though, look, they couldn't miss. 11-26 from three. They had 33 assists on 44 made buckets. Shot 53% as a team. AD was unstoppable, 37-10. LeBron had 15-6-12 in 31 minutes. And this is a big part of this playoff run for the Lakers, right? You think about all the years that LeBron was going to finals with the Cavs, etc. Poor bugger was playing like, you know, 38, 40, 42 minutes game in, game out as they struggle their way to like fucking, you know, piece together these runs. At the moment, he's averaging about 30 fucking odd, you know, 34 minutes a game. He's just hanging out, chilling. It's great. The notorious KCP at 18 in this one as well. 3 of 5 from deep. He was on, and as soon as he's on, you're like, well, this game's done. Markieff Morris had 3 threes as well, and Dwight had 13 and 3, as mentioned. Kicked ass. Lakers took a 1-0 lead in massive fashion. Then on Sunday, an absolute rip snorter that you did not expect to be as close as it was at the end. 117-106, Miami lose in, well, to Boston, 117-106. Now, if your name was Jimmy and you'd picked Boston to win, and you'd pick Boston, you know, -2.5, and you pick the over and in the scores, and then you also have Boston to win 1 point to 10 points that are, you know, in there between, and then Miami fouled at the very end to give Boston an 11-point win, you'd be pretty angry, wouldn't you? Yes, you would. Topsy-turvy game, though. Boston were in control for most of it. Second quarter, Tyler Hero just went off. He was absolutely amazing. But then Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum just stepped up, scored a bunch of points, got Boston straight back up double digits. Boston's D stepped up massively. They threatened to completely blow this out of time. They're up 19. And then the Heat just sort of went, fuck it. Got all the way back to 5 late, very late. But luckily, Marcus Smart hits all his free throws, and they didn't shit the bed down the stretch, and they win. They missed 16 straight threes at one point in Miami until Robinson got one late. And then that 20-point lead down to 5 was like, yeah, Nuggets-esque, right? Because Miami, you feel like when they're locked in, they're unstoppable. But I mentioned this, I think, in Friday's show. There's going to be a game where Boston kick the shit out of Miami out of nowhere because it all clicks offensively for Boston, and Miami just don't quite have it. And boom, this was it. I mean, Brown and Tatum were just awesome. They combined 51 points, 21 rebounds, and 13 assists between the two of them. Shoot 20 of 37. Unbelievable. Good game. Boston crushed it. Bam was the only good heater. Literally the only good one. 27 and 16. He was unfucking real. 2 blocks, 3 steals, 10 of 14 shooting. Gore on the flog. Dragic was horrible. 2 of 10 shooting. 1 of 5 from downtown. Dunkey Rob goes 4 of 8 from 3. Sure, did miss a crucial free throw late that I'm not at all fucking pissed about. That 1 to 10 margin. Tough bet. Tough bet. Crowder went 2 of 10, same as Goran. Butts did not take over. Didn't look active enough offensively for long stretches, especially in the first half. 17 points, 6 of 13 shooting. I have 1 from deep. And then sort of sat out down the end. And you're like, is he hurt? What the fuck's happening? We don't know yet. So Tyler Hero had 22 points. He was incredible in the second quarter. He had 16 points alone then. That was unreal. 22 points, 4 of 12 from 3, 3 rebounds, 4 assists and a steal. Kelly Olynyk was horrible too. But just nothing going for the Heaters. Nothing going. Goran basically sat down the stretch. So did Butts. And the Heat got all the way back in it. It was very weird. Celtics, Tatum, I mentioned 25 points for him. 14 rebounds. Jaylen, 26 points. 11 of 17 shooting. Unreal. 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals and a block. He was great. Marcus Smart went 10 of 10 from the free throw line. Perfect down the stretch. Seals the win. That was really impressive. Didn't even look like missing any of them. 6 assists as well. Kemba, he was proper good. Yeah, 23 in game 2, 21 here, 4 of 8 from downtown. Gordo, 31 minutes in his return, 6, 5, and 4. We'll talk about that later. Kanter got in there for 6 minutes as well, 4 and 4 on 4 shots. Grant Williams, 4 fouls in 9 minutes. It's pretty funny, but good on him. Danny Tyus, 8 and 7. But look, the Heaters just didn't have it in this one. Miami's still up 2-1. There you go. Can't wait for Thursday's game, though. Game 4, can't wait. And then today, Lakers win at 105 over the Nuggets, 103. Insane game. LeBron was on fire to start off, 20 in the first half. They're up 10 at the half, no worries. Denver fought back, but geez. They just love a fucking hole, don't they? Just put us in a hole and we'll fight back. It's like, how about you just don't get in a hole in the first place? Just a thought. Like, what are we doing here? Denver, fuck. Just chill out, bro. It's like, not everything has to be a giant slog. I think they were down 16 at one point. And you're like, ugh, what are you idiots doing? And they fight all the way back, take a lead with 7.5 minutes to go. Murray, Jam and Jamal Murray kind of got going. Green and Rondo hit a couple of threes, and then boom, you know, look, the Lakers jump straight back up another six, and then they fight back. Well, I think they got up eight again, and then Jokic scored 9 straight points. He tips in a miss by Jam and Jamal. Denver have a 101-100 point lead with 31 seconds left. He scores 11 straight points down the stretch. The bucket that makes it 103-102 with 20 seconds left. Incredible. But holy shit, Anthony Davis does the exact same thing. He scored the Lakers' last 10 points, has 22 in the second half. Caruso misses a three-pointer that I 100% expected to go in because it felt like the Caruso game, but it didn't go in. Jammer Jamal Murray blocks Danny Green's shot. Can't save it from going out of bounds. There's 2.1 seconds left. I mentioned it. Plumlee loses AD. Well, switches on to LeBron. Nobody switches anywhere else. Jokic nearly gets to AD. Does a good contest, but it's just too late. AD open. Hits the game-winning buzzer-beating three. Yells Kobe after. They're wearing the Mamba jerseys. Unreal. But the crazy part is, Jokic and AD scored every single point in the last 5 minutes and 20 seconds of this game. It's fucking crazy, right? Anyway, but what an effort. Jokic and AD going hammer and tongs. It was great to see. 19 turnovers for the Nugs. They shot only 8 of 24 from downtown. Joker and Jamal combined for 3 of 13 shooting from 3. Not great. But Joker had 30 points, 6 rebounds, 9 assists, and 4 steals. He was unreal. The one he hit from downtown, he went 1 of 4. It was just absolutely remarkable and just beautiful. Got them back within 1 as the Lakers threatened to just really sort of just go, nah, we're fine. And Jammer Jamal, 25 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. Look, 8 of 19 shooting, not that great. 2 of 9 from 3, but he was a plus 16. And he played 44 minutes. Just think about that. Just think about that. Plus 16 in 44 minutes. Think about the other 4 minutes that he didn't play. The Nuggets lost those 4 minutes so badly that they didn't win this game. He was plus 16 in the other 44. Fuck, yeah. No other starters in double figures for the Nugs. MPJ had 15 points off the bench. 6 of 9. Nice shooting. But the Dartsman was horrible. 1 of 6 for 3 points, 2 turnovers. Gary Harris, what are you doing, mate? Jeremy Grant, 7 points on 3 of 4 shooting. Just not quite enough around the fringes from Jeremy offensively for my liking, but he is covering a lot of LeBron, so I don't know, man. Thrill Sap, 6 points, 8 rebounds, 2 of 6 shooting, though. Just not enough. Monty Morris, 9 points. Fucking cool, but, oh, man, when you're expecting Monty Morris to lead all the other scorers outside your top three, you're in trouble. But the Lakers, I mean, LeBron started off hot. 20 points the first half. Ends up with 26. 11 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals. He was good, though. He was very good. Very, very good. Went missing late, but didn't matter. AD was there. 31-9 for AD. Kuz was a bit shit. I mean, 3 of 7, 8 points, 0 of 3 from 3. I was just about to message fucking Lakers fan Tim. Kuzma in the corner, no good, is basically what Kyle Kuzma's full name might be. Kyle Kuzma in the corner from 3, no good. Notorious KCP at 11 points, went 3 of 5 from downtown, and Danny, not the Boxer Green, also at 11. He went 3 of 10, however, from downtown. A little bit different. Markeith, look, 9 minutes, 0 points. Thanks for coming, Markeith Morris. Ron, might be time to switch in Marcus. What do you reckon? I'll talk about that later. Rondo, 9 assists again. Cold as fuck in the game winner. AD hits it. Rondo's expression barely changed. Lakers, 24 turnovers. I think that's the most in a playoff win since 2018. But they also had 13 offensive rebounds, including the last one, which got the ball back to Danny Green, who got blocked, but they still had possession. So gets the AD game winner. What a game. Lakers go up. 2-0. Lucky, but sometimes you just got to be good as well as lucky. Tell you what. All right, let's do an NBA Australia Proof performance of the weekend.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
I mean, pretty easy. Anthony Davis, 37-10-4 in game one, 31-9 today. It's the game winner. Also hit a clutch as fuck shot with more than a shot clock to go in the fourth. 26.7 seconds left. Clutches it. And then clutches the fucking shit out of a game-winning three. But he gets the that's not a knife because he also yelled Kobe after he makes the game winner. Look, Kobe, it's pretty good. Anthony Davis, he hits the first game-winning three-pointer at the buzzer in the conference final since Robert Horry did it against Sacramento. But man, what a game. what a stretch run. Him and Jokic going hammer and tongs. It was fucking beautiful. AD, that's the NBA Australia approved performance of the night. 31-9. 11-23 shooting. Pretty bloody good. Who's old mate no mates, though?
Old mate no
mates.
Old mate no
mates.
Old mate no mates.
Old mate no mates.
Old mate no mates.
Old mate no mates.
Who's got no mates today? Well, look, not only does he look like my youngest brother, but Mason Plumlee. I mean, poor bloke. Everyone's going to go, oh, fucking Plumlee. He just fucking just left AD wide open. It was clearly meant to be a switch. It's a miscommunication. They've all fucked up. Plumlee probably would have fouled him anyway in the three-point attempt, wouldn't he? But still, tough scene. So Plumlee just copped it all today. Tough scenes for Plums, but look. Also, when you got a gob like that, that's what happens. Spud of the night!
Spud, 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 spud of the night.
Spud of the night. Jeremy Grant, I mentioned that. Game one, 3 of 11 from the floor, 1 of 6 from downtown. PJ Dozier today, he was getting talked up pretty crazily on the broadcast, then goes on to miss a fuck ton of free throws that probably cost him pretty definitely down the stretch. What do you think? Do you think the Nuggets could have used an extra 4 free points out of nothing? Yeah, mate, I reckon they probably could. PJ, loved it. Great game. Hit a couple of free throws, mate. Jesus. Kelly Olynyk, the Hoosier. The Hoosier. 0 of 6 for the Heaters was Olynyk in game 3, including 0 of 4 from downtown. And I mentioned Goran the Flog Dragic and Jay Crowder both going 2 of 10. I mean, wow. We knew that the Heat offensive output would have at least a little bit of a dip sometimes, but 2 of 10 is a pretty rough sledding, isn't it? But there you go. Pantsing of the night. Crowder got by Jason Tatum in game 3 as well. Dunked onto Fock, which is a bit of nice teammate-on-teammate, former teammate action, which is hilarious. Love that shit. Tatum going, fuck, I hated Jay Crowder so much. I'm going to dunk on him so fucking hard. And then they sort of got into it after as well. Bit of a scrum, which is fun. Danny Green bammed Thrillsap at the rim, didn't he? He went, oh, you want to dunk that? Danny Green blocks Thrillsap with basically a finger. It's pretty great. And the Caruso on Jeremy Grant as well today. Hot damn, that was a nice dunk. That led to the Ernie... I am your father vibes of inside the NBA, but Caruso, putting on a Caruso, I love that. So, good job. Lots of pantsings. Jeremy Grant copping it. Spud of the night and pantsing. Luckily, though, better than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. You're coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody. Just imagine if he was an average free throw shooter, I wouldn't have this stat. Lonzo Ball has more songs on Apple Music than he has free throws made last year. That's 44 songs. He made 43 free throws out of 76 attempts last year. That's 43-76 from the free throw line. I feel like... Look, I might be a better free throw shooter than Lonzo. Just saying. Anyway, better than Lonzo Ball in actual real life on the court. Michael Porter Jr. mentioned this in game one, had 14-10. Pretty bloody good, and wasn't too bad again today. You just need just a little extra, I feel like, from him, and it's just not quite there in these two games. The moment. He went 6-9 today for 15 points, 2-4 from deep, but I just need a little bit of 28 out of nowhere to really supplement the big two for the Nugs there. But otherwise, Tyler Hero. There goes my hero. 16 points in the second quarter of our game 3 against the Celtics. That's the second most in a playoff quarter by a bloke who's 20 or younger. Since 97, when they've had play-by-play numbers, because the only player who's got more was Kobe, who had 17 in the fourth quarter against the Jazz in 1997. So not bloody bad, Tyler. When you're being compared with Kobe, I feel like you're pretty easily better than Lonzo Ball. Finally, dickhead of the weekend.
Dickhead of the week!
I mean, LeBron being pissy about the MVP voting is pretty great. He said, oh, it pissed me off because out of 101 votes, I got 16 first place votes. That's what pissed me off more than anything. You know, not saying that the winner wasn't deserving of the MVP, but that pissed me off. And I finished second a lot of my career, either from a championship and now 4 times as an MVP. What? What? Oh, I'm sad that I didn't win MVP. Then play better during the season. Fuck. Jesus. Also, look, it's not Giannis's fault that you've got a top five NBA player on your fucking team, LeBron. And this is just dumb shit. Like, LeBron won the MVP in 2009 and 2010. He lost in the conference finals in 2009. In 2010, he lost in the second round as well. He had a 66-win team and lost in the same round as Giannis did to the Celtics. Like, LeBron deserved the MVPs then. Giannis deserves them now. Shut the fuck up. It's for the regular season. But Dickhead the Weekend's not going to go to LeBron. Because LeBron, I mean, he can be a bit of a pab on the odd occasion. Can have a bit of a whinge. Loves a whinge. But at the same time, how's that fuckwit MMA fight? I'm not going to say his name, but boy, would I love to see LeBron just beat the fucking shit out of that idiot. MAGA fuckwit. But anyway, good job. LeBron has done more for the rights and education of anybody in the USA than any fuckwit and MMA dipshit. So good on you, LeBron. Not Dickhead of the Weekend. That fuckwit and MMA dude is. All right, let's do some YNRs right after. Let's say this.
This is Mitch Creek, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, let's do some YNRs. They are brought to you by thedailyliquor.com from East Ninth Brewing. If you're in Melbourne, you're under lockdown, don't waste any of your 2 hours outside going to the Bottle-O, standing there looking at everything going, fuck, what am I going to get? Fuck, don't do that. Go to thedailyliquor.com. Their specials are better than the fucking Bottle-O. Their slab specials are unreal, I'll tell you what. But they also now have wine and locktails. That's lockdown cocktails. Don't fuck around. Don't waste your time going to the Bottle-O. Go to thedailyliquor.com. And if you spend $20 and then you enter the code STRAYA, they'll give you a free six-pack. That's fucking great. That's basically get a sixer, buy a sixer, get a sixer while you're not watching the Sixers. Oh, poor Simo. But that's it. For the rest of the playoffs, you can use that code as many times as you want as well. It's $20, get a free sixer. Fucking bang. Absolutely love it. Remember, Metro Melbourne area. They'll actually deliver it to you as well. Same day delivery between 4-1. Go get around thedailyliquor.com right now. Smash the code STRAYA. Buy a sixer, bottle of wine, couple of cocktails. Get a sixer on your mate Jimmy. Thank us later. When you're sitting there shit-faced. Going, yes, how good is this? All right. Let's do some YNRs. Number one, would the Celtics be favorites to win the title if they had bangers Aaron Baines instead of Daniel Tice? What? Yeah, nah, fuck yes. Of course they would. Bit of inside-out action. Bloke who can play defense on Bam a bit better than Tice. Bloke who can get you 37 points when asked. Bangers. Mate. The Celtics would be unstoppable if they still had bangers, I tell you what. Next up, did Gordon Hayward have the most impactful 6-point, 5-rebound, 4-assist, 3-steal, 1-block game ever, Jimmy? Yeah, nah. Oh, this is a great question. I've got to ask this over the weekend. 6, 5, 4, 3, and 1 in 31 minutes. I feel like that's a Draymond game though, right? Like, that's like a 2017-18 Draymond game where he sort of does like a bunch of other shit and gets everything going. And you don't look at his box score because he's got a triple single, but it kicked ass and they won the game. So, yeah. Gordon Hayward is basically now just fulfilling a Draymond Green role. As we all expected. Love it. All right, this one's from Scotty Baxter. Listener Scott. Yeah, nah, Jimmy. Joker versus Davis showed the bigs can still have a big impact in today's NBA. Yeah, nah, fucking yes. And I love it. It's a great point because with our small ball, you don't even need bigs. We're Houston. Our center's PJ Tucker. Yeah, how'd that work out? Not fucking great. But at the same time, you look at them. It's all about how skilled they are though, right? And like, this is why Carl Anthony Towns, like as soon as he actually plays some fucking defense, that's going to be a problem. But it's all about the skills. And it's one of those ones where you look at them and all the different parts of their game that mean they have such a big impact. It's because Jokic can stay on the floor as the fulcrum of your offense and not be a fucking embarrassment on defense. Even if you look at him and go, oh, how's that possible? The same goes for AD. You just saw him hit a game-winning three. That's a big. I think I saw someone say that's like giving Godzilla a flamethrower. That's fucking awesome. And you also then, I love this as well, because it is all about the skill level and like the way that you can run the offense through them, or there can be compliments on offense. And you do think about how like old-timey centers, and like how we've got dudes like Shaq here, they go, man, you just need to go there and dominate. Just go in there and dominate. I mean, that's all well and dandy, but if you're getting fucking double-teamed on literally every possession, Shaq, you've got to be able to like fucking pass it pretty nicely. And if you're just going to go and score 2 points and the other team are dropping three every time you go down, I mean, come on. I feel like Hakeem would have been amazing right now. But anyway, but yeah, look, these guys, just the skill level is awesome. And you're sort of seeing a little bit of it in Bam as well for the Heaters, right? And you're like, oof, he makes a massive difference both ends of the floor. And that's what your bigs need to be doing in the NBA. And that's why three of the four ones in the conference finals are basically crushing it with a very multi-skilled big man. Brad McKeegan, another listener. Brad, he says, yeah, nah, Jimmy, both Morris twin brothers are still in the bubble so they can swap when they need a spell if they get injured. Well, obviously, can you imagine Markeith breaks his leg and then you see him run out of the tunnel 2 minutes later and he hasn't even broken a sweat? Yeah, nah, I love it. This has been long my pet theory that the Morris twins, switch as needed. Because if you remember, Keith was good for a while, Marcus was shit, and then suddenly, out of nowhere, Keith was a bit shit, and Marcus was suddenly unfucking real. Ah, the good one just keeps switching when needed. That's exactly what's happening. You know that Marcus is still there in Orlando. They are 100% parent-trapping everybody. It's like, you know, they'll be like, room service, and it's like, hey, hang on a second, Markeith, aren't the Lakers playing? And like the bellhop dude wearing a mask looks at the fucking TV and like the Lakers are playing and Markeith Morris is out there. And Marcus is like, what? He's like, hey, wait, aren't you meant to be in LA? Oh, I'm not even here, sir. it's 100% happening. So yeah, if Markeith, air quotes, twists an ankle, Marcus is getting the call. And the other one from Brad. Yeah, nah, Dwight's a sneaky finals MVP shout after having the Rockets series as a 2 week break. He's now out there bullying a tired Joker, or do the same to whoever he comes up against in the big dance. Yeah, nah, look, nah, because AD will just keep doing this, probably, presumably. I mean, he's the favorite for finals MVP already, but look, Dwight was great in game one. There was a couple of backdoor cuts that he had that were amazing. A couple of blocks that were great. He literally just fucking buried the Nuggets in game one. He drew four fouls in 7 minutes as soon as he came in. It was very, very cool. But it's like, it's not a bad idea as a sneaky finals MVP. A bloke off the bench who just changes everything because he's all had a couple of weeks off in the middle of the bubble. So not a bad one from Brad. And then finally, at Pothole69, hey NBA Australia, hashtag yeah nah, pregame Van Gundy greater than in-game Van Gundy. Yeah nah, fuck yes. I love this. Jeff Van Gundy, when he's like just basically breaking down like game film, talking about players and their characteristics and teams in the same way that they do things, it's fucking amazing. We don't have any of the bullshit fucking try hard, oh, I've got to be funny, I've got to be likable patter that just sends him and fucking Mark Jackson down a rabbit hole where they just keep, you know, spouting either old man yells at cloud bullshit platitudes or just like their resort to dumb shittery. And he's still fucking great at breaking shit down and like talking about it in a really intelligent way. So that's what kills me about why he's so fucking bad during the broadcast, about, you know, why they're talking about, I don't know, like room service or movies that they once fucking saw. Because they're not funny when they do it. It's like, just be fucking, either be funnier about it or just stick to doing what you're really good at. God damn. So yeah, pre-game Van Gundy is way better than in-game Van Gundy. Tell you what. All right. Let's do an unpopular opinion of the day. This is about the ballots, I reckon.
Now look at me, please. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
Look, I don't really want to care about people fucking up awards ballots or voting for who they think should be on awards and shit like that. But look, what I have a real problem with is the lack of work that you got to be putting in to fuck up your official award ballots, you know? Like, those affects people's contracts. We talked about this before, like with Simo making an extra $19 million because of that All-NBA third team. Like, someone doesn't pay attention or someone half-asses their ballots, like that fucking Greg Logan dipshit for that fucking idiot who's like, no, Zion should be fucking Rookie of the Year, Joe Crowley. Or Maria Taylor just completely fucking forgets you. Maybe this happens a couple more times and suddenly you're missing $19 million. That's tough scenes, man. You got to pay. Look, and for all the fucking shit that I don't agree with a certain owner of a certain media company that that rhymes with Springer. Look, you got to put effort into this sort of shit, you know? It affects people's livelihoods and all that sort of crap. And also, just be fucking right. Literally nobody who's watched basketball this year will go, Andre Drummond's the defensive player of the year. And you know who was also really great? Hassan Whiteside. That's very clearly someone who's looked at defensive rebounding and then fucking blocks per game and gone, they're the best defenders. It makes no fucking sense. You're making a fool out of yourself. All right, our back takeout. Speaking of making a fool out of yourself. It's Monday and our back, and you know what that means. Oh yes, Davo's hit an emu on the way into work in his Holden Rodeo. He's chucked it in the back and brought it in here, and now she's up on the specials board. That's right, Alice Springs chicken, only at Outback. And today's flame grill take is, the Nuggets let Anthony Davis hit that shot so that A, he'll get overconfident and settle for more threes the rest of the series, and B, just to really make sure they go down at least 3-1 again, and then they'll have the Lakers exactly where they want them. Only at Outback. Sure. Why not? All right, we'll be back with the Andrew Gaze Grey Mamba Award and a bunch of other stuff right after this.
Hi, this is Ryan Brockoff, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Andrew Gaze Grey Mamba. Clap it up, clap it up, clap it up. It is the Andrew Gaze Grey Mamba Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence. It's got to be Anthony Davis. What a tear. Unbelievable. 37-10-4 in game one. 12-21 shooting. 12-15 from the free throw line. Today, 31-9. 11-23 from the field. Hits that shot, as mentioned. The game-winning shot, obviously. But as mentioned, that fucking one before at 26.7 seconds left. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Just on an absolute gazy tear at the moment. Rebounding, assists, huge numbers, 37 and 31 points, shooting the shit out of it too, so good on him. It's really fun, too, to see Anthony Davis really come into his own. I'm really enjoying it and just going, yeah, look, keep this up, please. This is fun as shit. Because the last thing I actually want is Anthony Davis sort of coming in, like, not actually show up. I mean, that'd be fun for a game or two, but it's also radical to see great players be great. So, there you go. Andrew Gaze, Grey Mamba Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence. Anthony Davis, you got it. All right, but how about we also have a bit of a Shane Hill shoot a shoot, shoot your shot, light him up award. What do you reckon about this one?
He threw it down. Are you healed? Are you healed?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, for I am healed. I mean, I could have given this to Jaylen Brown. 11 of 17 for his 26 points yesterday. Misses the game-tying shot in game two. Bounce back. That's the Shane Hill shooter shoot. Shoot your shot award right there. Coming straight for it. But also, Caruso. I mean, he saw his shot today. He's like, oh, I've just fucking dunked on Jeremy Grant. I'm going to launch this three. I'm going to be a fucking hero. And I 100% expected that Caruso three. As the time was ticking down to basically put the Lakers up, Caruso would be the hero that you needed. Turns out it wasn't. It was an Anthony Davis. But look, good on him. Because shooters shoot. And Caruso's a shooter. So he shot his shot. And that's what this award is. So there you go. The Caruso. 29 minutes. 3 of 6 shooting. 1 of 4 from 3. 9 points. 2 assists. 2 rebounds. 2 steals. A block. You little ripper. Good on you, Caruso. All right, let's do the Petty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in. This one, we're going to go back to the Deli Well. Because Deli's just sitting there, bored at home, hanging out in Cleveland. And meanwhile, back here in Australia, his beloved Maggie's are just out there trying to crush it into the AFL finals, and the AFL players tweeted out 314 games. Six-time All-Australian, five-time Copeland Trophy winner, Premiership player, Norm Smith medalist. Congratulations to Collingwood captain and former players board member SP10, Scott Pendlebury, who tonight becomes the Magpies games record holder. Daly tweeted that out and then said, congratulations, SP10, that's Scott Pendlebury, on hashtag SP314, SP314, love it. And then that's got its own fucking actual hashtag that pops up with a little Pendles emoji. Love it. Keep it going. Thumbs up emoji at Collingwood Football Club. I mean, I hate Collingwood with passion, but good on you, Daly. That's fucking great. And Pendles, he's a star, so good on him. All right, game previews and picks. No previews for tomorrow because there are no games. But we went 2 of 3 for the weekend. So playup.com.au. These picks and previews are always brought to you by PlayUp Australia. Go to playup.com.au/NBA Australia. Join up. Get around their NBA specials for all your betting needs. They're always really good. 2 of 3 for the weekend. We hit the Celtics -2.5, and then the Lakers win today. Missed the Nuggets +7.5 on Saturday. But that's all right. For the playoffs, we're 38 of 71 and 588 of 1,047 so far for the year. Now, in terms of other games, we've got the... we don't have a Miami-Boston game until, I believe, Thursday. So we do have another remaining Lakers-Nuggets game, however, on Wednesday. And the Lakers are 6.5-point favorites then. Still, you get a feeling this is either going to break the Nuggets or they're actually adjusting quicker than expected. I might take the Nuggets +6.5, but I'll maybe change that when we do tomorrow's show. So there you go. That's it. Easy. Done for today. Hope you had a great weekend. I know I did. It was very chill. One more week without daycare. Oh, this lockdown can't fucking end soon enough, can it? Anyway, we're back tomorrow with all the usual dumbassery. No games to wrap, but we're still back. We'll do a quick one tomorrow. Make sure you're following NBA Australia on Twitter, Face the IG, all over the socials, you know that. Get around NBAAustralia.com/shop, buy a t-shirt, buy a hoodie, buy a bloody stubby holder. Go on. Check us a rating and review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, whatever app you're using on your Android phone. It really does help out. Go to thedailyliquor.com, spend $20, use the code Straya, get a free six-pack. Legend. Big thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band House Hats. Their album Running Out of Time is out now and it's awesome. Also, huge thanks to Joshua De Laurentiis, Fascinator, Gold Mines, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Sex Jedi, Green, and Dozers. All the tunes you hear throughout the show, give them all a smash on Bandcamp, Triple J on Earth, and Facey. Remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands. The Gold Mines album is available for pre-order. I've got my pre-order vinyl and download and a t-shirt. Can't fucking wait. What a band. Anyway, they can't play shows, so go help them out while you can. We're going to close out today's show with a brand new Daly review, and we will catch you tomorrow, you dickheads. Daly is going to review Lovecraft Country, because, sure. All right. This is NBA Australia saying, look after yourselves, would you? And lederhosen. Oi, 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 how the fuck are you? It's your old mate Daly over here, just popping by from the latest pop culture review, eh? And look, hope yous are all doing alright back home in Australia, because I mean, I'm just chilling out here at Cleveland, watching my Browns crush it at the moment and shit. It's fucking hot as shit though, so I'm just spending all my time hanging out at the square, going for bike rides, splashing around the pool and shit, doing new episodes of my podcast, the Daly podcast and shit, and it's fucking sick as, so. But I'll tell you what, I'm getting a bit fucking bored. Like, these playoffs are sick. I love sitting there in front of the telly, cracking the tin off four, and just like sitting there with Dono going, fucking look at this dickhead, he should be over there, what are you doing? Oh, Plumlee, you fucking long, what are you doing? Oh, he's fucked it. Anyway, I'm very used to fucking being in the playoffs, you see. And like watching my mate JR knocking on the fucking core for the Lakers is a bit shit. It's like, fuck, just put JR out there, he'll fucking smash it. I reckon they could use him or even a bit of fucking deli time, I reckon. Just smash these Nuggets a bit, eh? Anyway, so... it has been pretty grouse just hanging out though, like Donna and I have already clocked Tony Hawk and shit. We've gone to fucking multiplayers and smashing against each other. Fucking I'm smashing him in graffiti. Love it. And Donna went to the footy the other day to go see the Browns. I had to stay home because the missus was like, you're not going to fucking hang out with all those animals. You'll get the rain up. And I'm like, oh yeah, see you right. I was a bit jealous, but still, it's nice having Donna still around. Even if I don't have a contract for the Cleveland Cavaliers next year yet. And he does, but You know, it's fine. He could probably fucking shout us a bit of a spot, though, if he buys a house already. Dickhead. Anyway, so pop culture review for this week. The missus was like, right, my decision, we're watching Lovecraft Country and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And she's like, oh, it's some new HBO series. I think it's a good rom-com. So we sat down to watch a couple of episodes of it. And look, I've got to tell you, after three episodes, I have literally fucking zero clue what's happening. Like, it's the 50s, I think. And the bloke is, like, trying to find his dad. It's like me, shit-faced, in Maribyrnong after a couple of tins down at the Maribyrnong Hotel. And my best mate Pluggers fucking bailed to go bang his missus or some shit. I got to walk home. I'm like, fucking, oh, where's my mum and dad's house? I'm fucking lost, mate. It's basically like that. But, yeah. Now, I've seriously got no fucking clue what's happening. It's like, definitely not a rom-com, I'll tell you that much. So by the third ep, the missus is like, she's like, out. I'm watching Veronica Mars on my fucking iPad and shit. I'm like, all right, I'm going to watch the footy then. So I'll watch the fucking Pies. Anyway, hopefully they'll smash Port tonight and away we go. All right, so Lovecraft Country. Look, fuck, it gets, I don't know, 12 out of 10 deli ones because I don't know what's happening, but it might be good if you stick with it. I don't fucking know, mate. So there you go. Go get around it and tell me if you like it or not and if I should stick with it. So there you go. All right, that's it for me for this week. I'll catch you next week for another pop culture review. Later, fuckos. Deli out.